This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. For almost four decades now, the St. Alphonsus Festival of Trees has kicked off the holiday season in the Treasure Valley with a gala, with holiday trees galore. There's breakfast with Santa. There's visits with Santa. I mean, truly, there is nothing that seems to get folks more into the holiday spirit than the Festival of Trees. However, just like so many things, this year's Festival of Trees is looking a lot different. Well, one of the ways it's looking different is that it's actually already started, because normally it starts the week of Thanksgiving. So joining us today to talk more about this year's festival is Jill Adalpe. She is the St. Alphonsus Foundation Executive Director, and Gary Rainey, the Foundation Board President. Thank you so much for taking some time today to talk about this.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
So Jill, let's start with you, because as I mentioned, this year's event is looking a lot different. I mean, first and foremost, it is not at the Boise Center on the Grove. I mean, it's a virtual event.
Correct. It's an online event, which means that there's no place for people to actually gather. All the action is online with a bidding war of 40 plus trees and 130 plus wreaths and mini trees and decor items, as well as virtual visits with Santa. So it's not the usual party where people get together, but we're hoping to capture the essence of the Christmas spirit and people being supportive of our community with this virtual format.
And Gary, what makes this event so special? I mean, you and your wife have been involved with it for quite a while now. In fact, we're the chairs of a couple of the events in the past.
Yeah, we were. And you know, everything in 2020 is different, right? So we thought, how can we still bring this spirit to the community and have people enjoy knowing that there was going to be some degree of lockdown and times being different? What we're excited about is that it does stretch over the days. Many of us have already attended the virtual gala, and you know, they're good because our community needs them, but kind of struggle after a while. So we're doing short segments, and people can log on and look at the trees anytime they want. They can have the virtual Santa visit as they want. And so while we can't be together, we're still hoping to bring that spirit to the community and connect people with that spirit of Christmas that we've always been able to do in the past.
And Jill, I think one of the most special things is walking through and looking at the trees, right? The creativity, and it's just a lot of fun. So can you describe maybe one or two trees that have stuck out to you? Because we should note, as you said, the bidding process is already open today.
Yes. You know, as it happens, we have a lot of movie themes. We have Nightmare Before Christmas, Up, Wonder Woman. Let's see, what else? Abominable Snowman, Cinderella. So there's a lot of the family favorite movies that are themes of trees this year. There are a few that are just super elegant that would just be beautiful in a living room or a lobby. There's some really cheerful, hopeful ones. You know, like there's a gingerbread one, there's snowman one. So, you know, I'm smiling as I'm looking around the room because I'm here among them right now. And it's just hard to describe. And let me just be honest about something. I'm hopeful that photography will capture these trees, but there is something really special about seeing them 3D up close in person. So I'm hoping that our bidders will just trust us that they're glorious and wonderful, and we'll bid despite, you know, actually being able to reach out and touch the beauty that has been captured by these artists and decorators.
Well, I love that there's so many movie themes. You know, that's why. It's because we've all been stuck at home watching movies. So we should say, so normally, I mean, you've got the trees up for bid. What about like the holiday wreaths and things like that? Is that still an option for folks this season as well?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, this is something interesting. We've never had to describe the items because as people mosey around the event, they can see firsthand what's on the tree. And so we've never had to actually rely on wording to describe what's on them. But I was just over there looking at the tree skirts and trying to describe them. There are several dozen beautiful, just gorgeous tree skirts that are quilted with all these beading detail and fringe. And then we have wreaths made of wine corks and all kinds of creative materials. So there is something for everyone. There's a horseshoe wreath that's a perfect Western theme for our Idaho friends and Oregon friends. There's just such a variety of whimsical, elegant. I think that our donors and decorators have been busy, like you said, at home and in quarantine, working hard to provide these items that are up and available for purchase.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jill Adalpe and Gary Rainey about this year's St. Alphonsus Festival of Trees, which is actually live as we speak right now. It started today, live virtually. So one of the things that stuck out to me, at least for our family, Gary, is that, you know, we take our boys to this, right? I mean, it's been a really great, fun thing to do with them as they've been growing up. So how is that going to look a little bit different this year? Because they still get to have visits with Santa, just it might be a little bit different.
Yeah, for all of the years of the festival, we have families who come back every year and get a photo with Santa. So they're kids. And so that's watching them grow over the years and watching them grow with Santa and having them participate in the festival. And it's just become such a wonderful family tradition. So while we can't have that live experience in this year, we're hoping to duplicate that. The video that's available with Santa is going to be personalized, and we wish we could have Santa visits. We tried to see if we could figure out some sort of, you know, live Zoom visit, but the mechanics of that was just probably too difficult. But people can get a customized visit where Santa will videotape something personal to the children, and they'll be able to enjoy it and watch it over and over again. And we just hope that it brings some of that family spirit that we've always been able to do in the past, and we will do again in the future. We just hope that given 2020, there's a little of that this year.
May I add something to that?
Yes,
is it okay?
Absolutely.
Just chime in? So Santa has already created some of these messages, and I've seen them, and they're awesome. In fact, this could be a silver lining of COVID. We always have to look at the positive, and people are sending them to their families clear across the country. And that's something that we weren't able to do before. People are also sending them to grandparents and adult friends. So it's a different take, and it offers some benefits and advantages that we never saw possible before. So it's kind of fun. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, I just appreciate that you didn't make a liar out of me, because I did tell my youngest that Santa was staying in quarantine with the elves up in the North Pole. So
I said,
I mean, he can only come down on Christmas Eve, right?
He's following all the CDC guidelines.
Yeah. So I just really appreciate that. He's in a very high, we talked about that in our family. So I just appreciate that part of it. So we should, in all seriousness, though, talk about every year, you know, the money raised for this event. St. Alphonsus picks a certain area within the hospital that the money goes to. So we should note that this is free this year, and normally you do pay for entry. So Jill, where is the money going this year in particular? And then can people give like a donation of some sort if they want, outside of if you bid on a tree or not?
Great. Thanks for the questions. The beneficiary this year is our COVID Response and Relief Fund. So all dollars raised will benefit people and programs impacted by COVID-19. That means our healthcare workers. We have resiliency funds and an emergency assistance fund for healthcare workers who have fallen on hard financial times. We have needs in technology because budgets have really been impacted, and we want to be able to be responsive and offer what the community needs. We want to continue to provide education, our clinical education within our colleague base, as well as with our community partners. And again, we don't know what to predict in the future. One thing I think COVID has taught us all is we have to be responsive and flexible. So we're really hoping this fund will help us respond to the community needs. We never knew we were going to have to stand up testing sites, but mm-hmm. we did that, and we stand at the ready to serve the community in the future as well. Regarding the fundraising itself, I am so humbled and proud to say that our sponsors have really shown up this year in the same way they have in the past. We just have really loyal friends to St. Alphonsus, and they've been very generous to this stage. And now people can continue to support the fund and be a part of the festival by bidding on things online. We really want to show our decorators and donors support by cheering on their work with high bids, as well as we have a giving tree, which is to make a contribution in any amount, whatever feels good for people to support the COVID relief fund by making a contribution to the giving tree, which again will serve the community through this COVID response fund and the Festival of Trees.
And how long does the event go?
Yeah, go ahead, Gary. Real quick. It's just my own perspective that I've got from an outsider from the hospital is, you know, the healthcare staff in the hospitals are not only the healthcare providers now, they're really the surrogate families. And so every day they're dealing with the emotions and the unknown and the death that is coming. And I so sympathize with them and wish I could be there to help them, but they have to be isolated as well. But that's what's exciting to me about our beneficiary this year is being able to help those people who are going through such tough times, but really delivering such wonderful care to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event started today. How long does it go through? How long can people bid and be a part of the festival?
We're calling it the 12 days of Christmas. So from today through November 30th, and then we will deliver the large trees. And people should know that. It will just appear in your destination of choice within the Treasure Valley for the large trees. And then people will have a couple days to pick up their wreaths and holiday decor items.
I want to thank both of you for coming on today and talking about this. It is the best kickoff to the holiday season. We've been talking with Jill Adolfi and Gary Rainey about the St. Alphonsus Festival of Trees. Really appreciate you guys and what you're doing. Mm-hmm.